So my story is about love. So, okay. When I was in 9th grade, I joined MySpace. So back in those days, you had a MySpace song, you had MySpace theme, you had sprinkles, you had top 8 friends. I can't say I have top 8 friends anymore, so that was a special time in my life. And my best friend, Kitty, her name really wasn't Kitty, but I liked the idea that her name could be Kitty, and she had updated her MySpace to a brand new theme, and I liked it. So I wrote in her MySpace, "I like your MySpace theme." I got a message shortly after from a boy named Dan who said, "Thanks, I made it." Dan went to my high school, but he was a really shy kid, and he didn't speak very often. He would also get beat up by guys in the gym locker room. So shortly after that, I met Dan in real life, but we can't recall when that moment was. But we became really fast friends. And we used to listen to really good music in the car rides. And we would take, like, pointless car rides, because what do you do in Baltimore County on a Thursday night? Like, you know. So we would go on pointless car rides and just listen to really good music. And it must have been, and he would give me CD mixes, which, like, does anyone get CD mixes anymore? I still do. So that's pretty cool. So I would, like, treasure the CDs, and, like, that was my only music collection that I had, and it was, like, I felt really cool when I went to college, and I knew all these bands, like Radiohead and Wilco, and then it transitioned to Facebook. I was no longer in MySpace anymore, and I lost my theme, and I lost my song, which was Sufjan Stevens for the Windows, but anyways, I'm getting off point. So in high school, I remember, like, just becoming really close friends with this guy, Dan, who had really great MySpace themes. And he was, like, really shy, and I loved that about him because I was the only one that really got to know him. And then I went off to college in North Carolina, and I left, and I felt like every time I came home, he was the only one I wanted to see. And we were friends. We weren't, you know, there's nothing romantic. And so every time I came home from breaks, I would always get coffee with him at Java Mama's. Jose went to my high school, too, so he knows what I'm talking about. He went to prom with my sister, fun fact. Okay, so I'm distracted again. So we used to, so whenever I came home, we would go get coffee, we'd go hang out, we'd go on car rides, and we both had different cars by then. I drove this little red Saturn that was, like, really tiny, and he was a really big guy, so his feet used to be, like, in his face, and I loved it. And so then I kind of, like, upgraded to, like, my brother's hand-me-down minivan, which was, like, broken, and, like, the door didn't close because he accidentally hit a fire hydrant, whatever, we didn't ask questions, and so he fit in my car now, and, like, then I decided after North Carolina, and I finished that journey, that I wanted to move back to Baltimore and be closer to my family, and, like, 20 days later, Dan and I started dating, and we still date, and he doesn't get beat up by Karan anymore. Yay!